Morning, everyone. As a youth minister, sometimes I encounter problems, puzzles, conundrums that I either can't solve myself or I just need somebody else to help make it happen. And 9 times out of 10, I ask a mom to do it because moms get stuff done. Most of the time, you see a mom who's got 1 to 3 children on her body somehow while cooking dinner, answering a phone call, doing the taxes, and moms just get stuff done, and they're good at it, and they know how to solve problems. One of the reasons I love this gospel passage is because we see Mary in action as a mom who gets things done.
Yeah.
And Father Gregory talked about that moment where Jesus says to her, "Hey, it's not my time." And I really enjoy reflecting on this because I have sort of a snarky mindset already. You might recall as a child, there is a look that a mom gives you where no matter what you had been thinking prior to that moment, that mom gives you that look and you're like, uh-oh. Whatever you had thought, she's like, never mind. And you stop breathing. And so I really like to, picture, because there's the gospel writer does not put it into writing, the moment when Jesus says, "It's not my time," and Mary turns to the other two and says, "Do whatever he says." There is a look that happens. And Jesus thinks to himself, and this is me reflecting on the gospel and putting myself in there, Jesus thinks to himself, "Divine or not, I am not messing with this woman right now. It's time to make some wine, you know?" So, when Jesus is on the cross, he gives Mary to us as our mother. And if right now in your life, you are struggling with something that feels impossible or insurmountable, I would encourage you to offer prayers to Mary, our mother, because this woman knows how to get stuff done. Amen?